Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Friday, 8th May, and the corresponding Islamic date is 15th Ramadan 1441. Today being Friday, we'll discuss another great companion of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This week, we will be discussing Fatima radiallahu anha. She was born, according to one view, 35 years after our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and according to another view, she was born 41 years after our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her demise came at quite a young age. It was 6 months after the demise of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha was the beloved daughter of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was well known for her modesty, righteousness, simplicity, and patience. She was also known as Fatima al-Zahra. The title Zahra was given to her due to her internal beauty, purity, and splendor. She was also given another title. This title was Batul. Batul means to cut off or detach oneself. This is because she was detached from everything and everyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to having a very perfect character himself, gave her an extremely excellent upbringing. He instilled a very high level of piety inside her, Allah consciousness inside her, kindness, generosity, and many, many other excellent qualities were found within Fatima radiallahu anha. She married the cousin of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it is from the family of Fatima and Ali radiallahu anha, the children they had, that until today the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam still continues and inshallah will continue until the day of Qiyamah. She was extremely loved by our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so much so that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once said that Fatima is a piece of my body. When she is caused pain, I also feel the pain. And when she feels grief, I also feel the grief. She has a very great honor in that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave glad tidings to her that she will be the leader of the women of Jannah. After Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, she remained in Medina. And at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise, she was told by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that she would very soon join him. And this became a very true prophecy in that she passed away 6 months after the demise of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The month was Ramadan, and it was the 11th year after Hijrah. Her age at the time was 24 or 29. Due to a difference of opinion regarding her birth date, therefore there is a difference of opinion regarding her age at death. But she passed away in the 11th year after Hijrah. This is known. And at that time, depending on when her birth was, she was either 24 or 29 years. She passed away in Madinatul Munawwara. Due to her modesty, she had left a bequest that when she passes away, she be buried at night, so that even the shape of her body could not be seen. Very few family members attended her janazah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu led the janazah, and she was buried in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her a very high status in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of her services to deen and reward her on our behalf. Inshallah, we'll continue with lesson of the day on Monday. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.